Okay, all right.
Feeding off there, we have an artist who's available as a premium on our special telethon show. That is Matthew Ryan, the song Sadly Love off of East Autumn Grin. Autumn, just that. That's, I'm just going to do a whole show of bands and songs that have the word autumn in it.
Well, so far you have two. Now you just need 28.
Thank you, Richard. We're going to play that, what was that, Yeah 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 song that was something about Rich?
What?
Something. No, there's one song and I played the track after it and you were like kind of angry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't play the Rich track, but.
Yeah, because evidently you can play Autumn to Ashes, but you can't play a song with Rich in it. Ooh, I'm sorry.
You find some, we'll play them, Rich. I don't see you making any effort whatsoever.
I'm making effort up the wazoo, lady.
I'll volunteer, folks. I'll volunteer. Okay. Before Matthew Ryan, we had Star Sailor with Music Was Saved off their Silence Is Easy album.
Isn't that a cartoon show?
Star Sailor? That's Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like Sailor,
Star Fox,
Sailor
something.
And a sky theme.
Sky theme. Sky? You know what that reminds me of?
Vodka?
No. That reminds me of Outer Space, the
you know what?
Never-ending quest.
Never-ending quest to search our boundaries. And there's no finer place to find a philosophical discussion through music than the Chasing Infinity radio program. With Ed and Sarah. That follows directly after ours.
6 to 7:30. Awesome show. If you want to call in during their show, Rich and I would be very happy to assist you in making your donation. We're going to be answering phones all morning
Although
for them.
Although slightly tired.
No, I think we're going to be kicking it energetically.
Yeah, I just drank a pot of coffee, so if I'm not in the bathroom,
the
I'm not
Sky Vodka is helping you out. Actually, that's a depressant. Anyway, before Star Sailor, we had Modest Mouse. This is brand new.
Modest
we just
Mouse!
Had a brand new Modest Mouse not that long ago.
It was a remastered.
Oh, that
Modest
was remastered.
Mouse!
But yeah, so this is good news for people who like bad news, which I love that album title. Anyway, the song we played was Float On. Actually, I saw that on a video. They have it off their website. You can see it on the computer. Starting at the set, we had Minus Five, another new disc. What is that? In Rock? Oh, I wrote that, too.
Yeah, can't read your own handwriting.
Yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. Okay, the song was called Forgotten Fridays. That was... Oh, these are available as a premium. I'm surprised the new Modest Mouse, too.
Yeah, new Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Available for the donation of $40 to help at WRUW-FM.
And if you think about it, okay, somebody else... I was listening to another show earlier on this week, and they brought this equation to everyone's attention. Sometimes we have ticket giveaways, and really, it's like sold-out shows. Sometimes the only place you can get those tickets is by calling into WRUW.
And it's not like you're calling into, like, a nationwide, you know...
You actually have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
Also, whatever you call in, you can actually talk to the DJ.
Yeah, you're not getting put on a call service.
Yeah, and generally, your requests are met. You're talking to actual people who are putting on the music. It's not like we have any, you know, corporate person telling us what we have to play. But as I was getting with the ticket thing, is that if you get a pair of tickets, if you've ever won a pair of tickets from WRUW, those could cost, like, $30-$40 as a pair. So
especially
really,
if you
this
go
is kind
master.
Of like... Yeah, if you get the Ticketmaster. That's another trip, but,
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, consider that, you know, with one phone call, you can get $40 worth of something from WRUW. Well, all we're asking for is, you know, perhaps if you make one phone call to us and give about the same amount, kind of even the score in a way, because...
Reciprocity, if you will.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you have the ability, you know, please try calling in. Our number is 216-368-2208, and we've got operators that are more than willing to help you out. Yeah, the operators are standing by.
But if you don't, we're still going to be playing some cool music.
Yeah, we're going to play cool music regardless. But if you can't donate now, I suggest you try. You only have one more day left, one more opportunity to, you know, make your voice heard. Say, hey, I like WRUW, and I like what it does. It makes me happy.
Yeah, if you support independent radio out of the control of huge corporate conglomerates.
Yeah.
Then
you obviously could tell Rich and I do. We come here 3:30 on Sunday mornings. So, I mean,
and I could be snug in my bed.
I mean, that's dedication. And also it's kind of a neat like little community we have here because people that like it's kind of WRUW is affiliated with Case Western Reserve University in a way, but it doesn't necessarily It's not necessarily run by only students.
Yeah, so you'll get, like, some, like, hardcore metal kid and, like, like this old polka guy.
So yeah, I mean, we've got people from the community that, you know, some of them may be, you know, alumni from Case Western, but not necessarily. So you get people that are really passionate about music. I mean, they're probably working 40 hours a week just trying to support themselves.
Yeah,
but
you're
then,
getting
like,
people who want to be here.
These people,
this
they really
want to
be
time.
Here.
This is their this is how they enjoy their free time. So you get people who really want to be here and have fun.
Yeah, like if you listen to corporate radio, I mean, they're kind of told what they have to play. They have to play certain things in a certain rotation and however many times per hour and things like that. And if you call in, they may not necessarily care, or they may not actually have the opportunity, even if they do care. And so the people here are really passionate about what they are playing because they get to pick their own format for their show. So they get 2 hours that they can concentrate all their energies on and find, you know, the best of, you know, whatever artists and albums they want to play for you. But whereas on corporate radio, they're kind of stuck just playing whatever, regardless if they like it or not. So here we've got people who back up what they play, what they have to say to you.
Yeah. And right now, we're about to back up what we're saying with some more butt-kicking music. Woo!
Arse-kicking music.
All right, let's play it.